Biscotti! Take your junky flavoured skag away! Get off! Get off!
Good welcome to 3.5 hours of Actual the Radio. My name...
Get off me! Take your needles!
Sorry about that. My name is a man called John Holmes. I'll be squatting in Ian Lee's chair because he's on holiday or on the run, as police, as I say, are calling it. Did you have a good news and adverts? Did you? I hope so. So just what's coming up then betwixt the hours of now and 6.30 this very afternoon on what critics are already calling Who the Hell Is This Tosser? Where's Ian Lee Gone? And when I say critics, I mean, of course, Simon Alverston on yesterday's email. Well, we've got another competition for you today. This time it's a mystery voice. Details later, but another great prize on offer. Yesterday, someone or other won 2 tickets for a tour of Steve Allen. But there's another prize on offer today if you identify the mystery voice correctly. That's very much later, though. Excuse me while I have a sip of tea. There's also Richard with the travel, including travel questions that are by now getting on his nerves. There'll be news spoken by probably a man. It might be Emily, I don't know. She might have used to have been a man, I've no idea. And I have to tell you that the quality of adverts this afternoon is simply breathtaking. Simply breathtaking. My favourite is the one about Nick Ferrari's book by Nick Ferrari. We've also got the capital's wildlife density this afternoon, an update on London's bridges in alphabetical order. And because tonight is the first ever radio show with a medium on it, LBC's The Psychic Show with Becky Walsh and Chris Hawkins, I've just this minute decided that I want to talk ghost stories this afternoon, actually. The scarier, the better. Have you ever seen a ghost? Were you drunk or mad at the time? Was it a harmless entity doomed to wander the earth with tethered soul? Or did it rip your head off and eat your guts like a zombie? Or perhaps you are a ghost. Whatever, call us 0870 9090973 this afternoon. You will get straight through on air right now. If you call now. 0870 9090973 is your number. Text 84850, email Holmes, H-O-L-M-E, Holmes at lbc.co.uk. Ghost stories, we're going to start, I think, only because I was talking about this psychic show that's happening tonight. And we were chatting about this, and I said of a ghost story that happened to me when I was a kid, and it was the house in our street, and we were all dead scared of that house, and a family that lived in it, and the kid that lived there would swear blind that this actually happened in that house. The family that lived there, and they every morning they wake up, and their mum and dad would tell the kids off. I think there were 3 of them. Tell the kids off for eating vegetables. But not cooked, raw vegetables, at night, sneaking downstairs and eating the vegetables out of the vegetable rack. Because every morning there were bite marks in the swedes and the parsnips and the cat, just bite marks out of them. And the kids said, well, we are children, we don't like vegetables, but, stop waking up in the middle of night and eating the vegetables, it's ruining the vegetables. Until one night, the mum got up out of bed, having heard a noise, and she looked over, she went and thought, oh, the kids are eating the vegetables again. Kids are eating the vegetables. Looked over, going out of the bedroom, onto the landing, looked over the side of the stairs, and in the light, the moonlight, as it were, or streetlight coming through the front door, under the stairs, which is where the vegetable rack was, she could see what they only described at the time as a shadow picking up vegetables and taking bites out of them. And it was a weird, elongated shadow with big, sort of hunched shoulders that were almost touching the underside of the... It's a horrible image. And that frightened me. In fact, it still frightens me now. A vegetable-eating ghost. Jo is on the telephone. She's in Earl's Court.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, actually. How are you today?
Very well. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, you're very kind to say.
Much better than Ian.
You're even kinder to say.
I understand you wanted to talk about bridges.
Well, I was going to mention London's bridges later in alphabetical order, yes.
Oh, can I not talk about them?
Of course you may. You can talk about anything on this programme.
Well, I don't know whether you were going to mention Hanwell Bridge.
Right, tell me about Hanwell Bridge.
Well, it's in Hanwell.
Good start.
And it's very small.
Okay.
And it's got a canal going under it.
Right.
And it makes a nice walk.
Does it?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
And I wanted to... to advertise Hanwell, because it's a great place to live.
Do you live in Hanwell, then?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Do you? OK. And what's so special about its bridge?
Well, it's pretty pretty ugly, actually.
Well, you're not. Now you've set, you've built it up, and now you're knocking the bridge down in many ways.
It's all right. It's an okay kind of bridge, but it's the canal that goes under it. It's very pretty walk.
Is it? Can you? Are you allowed to swim in it?
No.
No. Is it a haunted bridge?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
That's a stroke of luck, because I was after ghost stories, you see.
Yeah, it's a haunted bridge.
Is it? Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me about the ghost of Hanwell Bridge.
A fascinating story. It's got a fish-eating ghost.
A fish-eating ghost?
Yeah, that sits underneath it every night and eats fish. And in the morning there's an eerie smell of fish.
Is there?
Yeah.
Are you sure? And this is every time you walk past the bridge you smell the fish, do you?
Only in the morning, yeah.
Are you sure it's not you?
No, it's not me.
Okay, as long as you're positive.
Can I just say one more thing as well?
Go on if you must.
That little boy who was reading The Hobbit.
David, the Hobbit reader.
He was so cool.
He was cool, wasn't he?
It was very, very good to get him back.
We might try, actually, yeah. If he's one of 20 au pairs, let him.
He was fantastic.
The new peer dad. But he was very good, wasn't he?
I was just laughing so much.
I'm told by his one of his teachers phoned in after the show yesterday and said that thanks to me, his reading age had gone up 10 years.
Of the first chapter
of The Hobbit.
I was noticing how it kind of improved every time he said it, you know. Like, at the beginning, he was kind of sort of making mistakes, and then, like, the more and more times he said it, the better he got.
Do you know, Joe, it's the only way they learn.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's either that or beat it. If he'd have been here, I'd have beat it into him.
Yeah.
Quite honestly. But, you know, as it was, he's got his three au pairs, and, you know, he read the book very well.
Yeah, get him back on air.
We'll try and get him back.
Yeah.
We're going to try and make his reading of The Hobbit available as a podcast, but he didn't know what a podcast was.
Oh, bless him.
He was too posh. He was too posh.
He was gorgeous.
I thought he was a lovely, lovely child.
He was.
But I thought, you know, kids these days, he was about 13 or 15 or something, I thought they all, you know, they had iPods at the age of 4, but no, he didn't know what it was, and that is posh.
Yeah, that must be posh.
Tony's on the line from Greenwich as well. Hello, Tony.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Oh, not bad, yeah.
How is Greenwich?
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely and sunny today.
Is it very nice too?
Nice view over the Thames.
Good. Is it true that it's named, speaking of ghost stories, after a green witch?
Could be. South witch, north witch.
Yeah. They're all the witches.
All the witches, yeah.
All the lovely witches right here in London.
What? A bridge as good as Hanwell Bridge, though.
Is there a Greenwich Bridge?
No, there's not, no.
There you go, Hanwell wins the bridge competition, if there indeed was such a thing. Which there's not. Tony, have you got a ghost tale for us?
Yeah, I've got a ghost tale, yeah, it's from the underground, yeah.
Oh, go on, do tell.
Yeah, it's, sort of guy last year, and, I worked on the underground overnight.
Yep.
And, he was working at Moorgate.
Yeah.
Must have been about 6 years ago now, Moorgate Station, and, I was working in the machine room overnight, it must have been about 2 o'clock in the morning. And, I was working down there, was a pair, there's two of them on the platform, and while they're working, as they're working, oh, they were both working separately, but one was working in a room. And there was, as he was working away, he looked around, there was a guy standing there and, with a bowler hat and a suit on. And the guy had asked him, he said, can you tell me how to get out of here? And he turned around and said, well, no, look, he said, you shouldn't really be down here. The station's shut.
That's one lost commuter, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it looked like a commuter.
Yeah.
And so he said, no, you're not allowed, you shouldn't be down here, you've got to leave the station. So now, when he came out of the room, he said to the bloke he was working with, did you actually see the guy, with a suit on? He said, no, I've never seen anyone. They'd gone back up to the supervisor's office, and when they'd gone in the supervisor's office, they got the cameras out, re-ran it, there was nothing, both ends were, one end was locked and there was only one access to the station.
They could
never ever work out who he was or what he was, but a guy appeared at the door and they're looking for, asking if he knew how to get out.
There you go. That's the ghost of a dead commuter.
Well, that's what I mean.
Tunnels, lost, who probably, you know, boarded the train, Oxford Circus one day, ran into some engineering works. And that's it.
Still down there, still trying to get out, still trying to looking for a way out. Yeah.
Still waiting for a train on the Circle Line, is what he's doing,
yeah.
Quite frankly. So you work on the tubes, do you?
Yeah, I work on the tube.
Because you hear a lot of ghost stories about the tube, loads of them.
There's a few, apparently it's an Iblis woman walks around at the bank station, apparently.
Which station?
The bank.
Bank, a headless woman at bank?
Yeah, but that was, during the war, there was a really bad, I think it was one of the Germans. They dropped a bomb and it ended up in a lift shaft.
Right.
But there was a huge amount of people died, and apparently it's come from that. This woman's been spotted for about 10 or 15 people walking around with an headless woman walking around.
I haven't seen the headless woman at bank, but I have spoken to the charmless woman at bank who works behind the counter when you're trying to buy an Oyster card. I think we've got to go to travel now, Tony, but if you hang on for me, call us 0870 9090 973. Here's travel with Richard.
Thank you very much. Just watching the A12.
London's LBC 97.3. Hello, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee, because he's away in America. He says. 0870 9090 973 is the telephone number to call. If you've got LBC Tonight is doing a psychic show with Becky Walsh and Chris Hawkins, and, in honour of that, we thought we'd just ask you for some ghost stories this afternoon, because we were talking about it last night in the public house. And I remembered one that was a horrendous tale of a vegetable-eating ghost, which you may have heard me say earlier. And then we just heard about one in underground stations, headless things, commuters in hats. But, you know, London's supposed to be one of the most haunted cities in the world, isn't it? They say. So, I figure that, there must be a lot of ghost stories to share with London this afternoon. You can text us as well, by the way, 84850. Holmes@lbc.co.uk is your email. There's a ghost in South Norwood. He's called Philip, it says here on a hilarious text. Jordan's on the telephone. Hello, Jordan.
How's it, mate?
Are you all right?
Yeah, a bit nervous, first time caller and all that.
Don't be nervous. Although I did see, when I heard that Jordan was on the phone, I thought it might be, Jordan.
No, yeah, no, not that, Jordan. I keep getting that lots of times.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that because you've got breasts?
I'm fat-chested, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
You should probably get implants. No, that would really confuse people.
Probably.
Wouldn't it? What do you do, Jordan?
I'm a driver. I'm just driving around. I'm on my way home now, actually.
That's nice.
And I heard you talking about ghosts, so I thought I'd ring you up and tell you about my auntie's cottage.
Tell me about your auntie does ghosts what?
She's a cottage down in Beckley. It's an old cottage built in the 1800s.
Right.
And every lambing season, there's a figure of an old boy that sits in one of the rooms. He's got one of them old-fashioned, guns with a trumpet on.
A gun with a trumpet on?
No, you know them old-fashioned guns where it flares up, looks like a trumpet at the end?
Oh, yeah, a blunderbuss.
I think so.
I think that's what they're called.
Yeah, he sits in the room.
Yeah.
And when he hears the bleat of the first lambs at lambing season, he gets up and goes out.
Yeah.
And in about 1980, the cottage was struck by lightning, and when the fire brigade got there to put the fire out, the only part of the cottage that had burnt was the extension, and he wasn't sure how the fire was actually extinguished, so my auntie said it might have been there, it's supposed to be haunted.
So what we've established there is your auntie's got an armed ghost.
Yeah.
Who can work a fire extinguisher.
Well, we think so.
Perhaps the gun, what she thought was a gun...
Might have been a hosepipe.
May have been a hosepipe.
No, but there's a hosepipe band, so it couldn't have been a hosepipe.
There is a hosepipe band, and I'm going to ring the water board now. I'm going to write your name down, hang on. Jordan. And I'm going to ring the water board, and they've got that grass your neighbour up line.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to grass your auntie's ghost.
Well, we could do that, and we'll just split the reward in, why not?
Let's do it. How much is the reward for that?
I don't know.
It's got to be worth a go, hasn't it? Then we'll split it.
We could do.
That's a very good idea. Helen, I'm just talking to Helen. Helen, we should ring the water board's Dob Your Neighbour in Water helpline and report Jordan's auntie's ghost. Okay, we're going to do that.
Okay then, mate.
Jordan, thanks for that. What have you been delivering today?
Just building materials and sand and cement. We're building up an old church up in Bishopsgate there, so we're renovating that.
Haunted church?
Haunted church, I believe so.
Is it?
It was that church that was blown up by the IRA a few years ago there in Bishopsgate.
Oh, yeah.
St. Ethelberger's. So I don't know if it is haunted, but when we was doing the renovation and that there, there was a lot of the... we had to start the works. A lot of time we was digging up bones from the old place that was out the back there.
That's called a graveyard. That's probably not that unusual.
No.
No. Digging up bones. Don't you have to... Aren't the rules about that sort of thing? Don't you have to recite them? Give them to passing stray dogs?
No, we had to keep stop-starting, and the architects had to come down and have a look, and then he would give us a go-ahead, and we'd carry on and
what have you. We found another bone. Let's have a look.
Oh,
looks like a pelvis. Give it to a dog. That's full of marrow bone, that is, probably.
No, these are too old. They were all, like, rotten and bits and bobs.
Oh, did you keep a skull?
No, we didn't find any skulls.
Oh, I reckon if I'd been you and I'd found one, I'd kept that.
No, man, too spooky.
I mean, anyway, there's a story about, I remember reading this as a kid, where some hall in, oh, I don't know, Staffordshire or somewhere, where there is a skull that was found in the grounds.
Okay.
And they dug it up and they took it inside, and left it. But now every time that skull leaves this particular big hall,
yeah,
it screams.
All right.
They say.
No, it's too spooky for me. I believe in all that, because as a kid, when I used to stay at my auntie's cottage, you used to, like, hear things and bumps and squeaks in the night.
Yeah, but it's an old cottage, Jordan. It's going to be, you know, I mean, how old's your auntie?
Oh, my auntie's in her 80s.
There
now.
You go, it might have been her.
Could have been.
You know, if you've got an old relative, people with old relatives will back me up on this, if you've got an old relative and you're going to stay with them, the wind whistles through them. The wind whistles, they creak in the night, bits of them drop off.
Nah.
Could have been your auntie.
Could have been.
Is she still with us, your auntie?
Yeah, just about. Good. Just about.
Jolly good.
Down there.
Well, ask her, why don't you, if she still lives there, ask her that, you know, when the time comes, as it does to us all, that she passes along.
She sees him, like I say, every April at lambing season. He's always there. He's harmless. I think he's the farmer who used to live in the cottage prior to her.
Right.
And they're, like you say, every season he sits in the chair and he hears the bleats and he just gets up.
Oh, that's
goes
great.
Down and out into the fields.
See, we should all come stay at your cottage. That'd be brilliant. I'd love to see a ghost.
Oh.
Properly.
You have to watch that most haunted on the evenings. They see loads on
there. Yeah, make that up, though.
I know, with them flashing orbs, but it's quite spooky to watch.
Completely made up.
I wouldn't do it, whether it's made up or not. It's too, I don't know, it's spooky.
Yeah. Are you going to be listening to the psychic show? Listen
when?
To me plugging shows. It's on tonight, 10 o'clock, apparently.
Oh, well, your channel?
This one.
Okay, yeah, probably have a tune in.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
Okay, you have a nice weekend and a nice holiday.
I'm not on a holiday, but thanks for that all the same.
Okay then, mate.
Thanks, Jordan.
Bye.
Jordan there with his ghostly auntie. I'm convinced it's simply the, you know, the wind whistling through auntie. You know, call us. 0870-9090-973. I'm sort of playing the, you know, the devil's advocate. Probably this afternoon on ghosts, but you know I've got some ghost tales which I will, you know, I will tell you. I don't know whether I believe in it or not. I don't know. It's quite quiet round here today, and I am expecting to see the ghost of Nick Ferrari going through the bins, not eating vegetables though, but pies. 0870-9090-973 is the number. This is John Holmes for Ian Lee, LBC 97.3.
I'm Gary King.
He said then. Okay, 0870-9090-973 is your number. That's not your number, obviously. That's our number. Call that if you've got a ghostly tale to tell this afternoon. 84850. That's the texting. And homes@lbc.co.uk is the email. Naturally, you can call us, yeah, whatever it is you'd like to talk about this afternoon as well. But, you know, we're kicking off with ghosts. I'm going to stop talking now because of the news. Is the number 84850 is your texting, homes@lbc. When I was a kid, said Simon in Seven Oaks, when I was a kid, my mum had a friend who moved into a house and in an 18-month period had three water tanks burst and nails to hang pictures on the wall would be pulled out by an unseen force. Simon, Seven Oaks. That was a text which you can do on 84850. The LBC's psychic show starts tonight, so we thought we'd, you know, get everyone in the sort of mood for that by, on a lovely sunny afternoon, pretending that it was night and ghost things. George. Hello, George.
Oh, well, mate, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the M25. I've got a bit of a lonely life.
No one's ever enjoyed the M25, George.
I'm Scottish, it's a big road, you know, it's like, wow.
Look at this. You've got some great roads in Scotland.
We do indeed. We've got some fantastic roads.
You've got roads that are nice to drive on.
Yeah, we've got very, well, compared to down here, we hardly get any cars,
yeah. Why are you so far south today?
Well, I actually kind of work down here, and me and my friends are just going down to the West Country for the weekend, so, so that's why I'm down on the M25 at this particular moment.
Whereabouts on the M25 are you?
We are just coming up to Potter's Bar. You know, but it's fairly quiet, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, well, that's fair. You see, I'm liking that, because that's good travel news. Normally, all we hear is bad travel news. That's good travel news this afternoon. I'm liking that. We should do more of that. In fact, we probably will. So, George, tell me your ghost-related tale.
Right. Well, years ago, in Scotland, one of my friends and I, just for a bit of a laugh, we decided to make a documentary about haunted Lanarkshire, because Scotland is very haunted.
Yes.
You know? Every third person's a ghost in Scotland.
I think that's just the colour of their skin, isn't it? It's just the pale, yeah. Haven't seen the sunlightness of the whole thing.
Pale skin and the fiery ginger hair.
Yeah.
You know, it's, but in the process of making this, we talked to a guy that was quite well known where I come from. It's a town called Lanark, and this guy was called Tom Robinson.
Yes, not the singer.
Not the singer, no. The infamous in Scotland amateur ghost hunter.
Right, okay.
It was one of the most bizarre things I've ever done in my life, talking to this guy, you know, because the guy was, he was notorious for going to a local pub and getting absolutely hammered and trying to phone a taxi, and because he was so drunk he couldn't get through the taxi, that he would blame it on supernatural forces, yeah?
Yeah, well, we've all done that.
We've all done that. It's the only way forward, mate. But one of the things that he told us was he went to investigate a famous haunted hotel called the Shield Hill, which is near a town called Bigger.
Right.
And he spent the night with this artist in the room, because he maintained the best way to capture the image of a ghost was to quickly draw it, you know?
That's rubber. That's lame. Well, that's, I mean, I could do, you go, oh, you know, oh, photographic evidence, now that's proof. You go, no, yeah, I did see the ghost, and I've drawn it. I could draw a ghost.
Yeah, here's a sheet with two holes in it, ooh,
yeah.
You know. But the artist he took was also a notorious alcoholic as well, you know.
Yeah, though, well.
So basically two alcoholics in a room trying to find a ghost, you know, and as you can imagine, all sorts of hilarious hijinks ensued, you know.
I can see it now.
So he maintained that he saw the ghost, and that the artist drew something that looked a bit like a ghost, and he also said that the artist had even more of a drink problem afterwards, and that his hair turned white over the period of 6 months.
See, why is it that anyone who's ever seen a ghost, says they've seen a ghost, genuinely, right, are drunk or mad? Right?
I don't know. I mean,
it's the same with UFOs, George. It's the same, isn't it? You always get them, and this has been said many times. I'm only repeating this from elsewhere, but it's been said many times. Why is it that UFOs always land in front of backward, hick, nutty people, don't they? In a field somewhere in, you know, in sort of South States of America. Why is that? Because it's not real. That's why.
I think most of these people, because a lot of them land in certain parts of Scotland as well, which aren't known for their cosmopolitan attitudes. I think it's just cars. You know, I think it's cars.
It is.
And tourists.
And they're not used to it.
Not used to it. There's a man with yellow skin. That's my quote. No. I do think that. I mean, I do believe in the supernatural and stuff. You know,
yeah.
But unfortunately, there are so many chancers and nutcases and alcoholics.
Well, I'm not prepared to believe the guy, the drunk guy's in. Oh, look, I've drawn a picture of something I saw. Yeah, but you're a cross-eyed, and there's some of your own sick has gone in your eyes as well. So that could be anything, couldn't it? That could be just a picture of some carrot.
Yeah, you're right. You're not going to trust them.
I'm not trusting them. You know, I want scientific evidence. That, for me, isn't a million miles away from Derek, what's his name, Akora, and his made up nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Utter, I could do that. I'm possessed. I am an 18th century sailor.
Oh, it's
easy. It's easy.
It's
see?
Yeah, he's the Silver Fox does seem to be a bit of a charlatan, you know.
The Silver Fox.
If he wasn't, he'd be on other channels other than whatever it is.
UK Mental or whatever it's called.
UK or whatever, yeah, Mental UK, you know. I'm a fan of the programme just because it's so fraught, and you learn a bit about history, but I don't think any of these things prove anything, you know?
No. I'm yet to see. You know, the sight of Yvette Fielding just jumping a bit isn't convincing me in any way.
It's not convincing. I'm sure she used to do that in Blue Peter when Mark Curry approached her from behind. That's another story.
I wish not to have the image of Mark Curry approaching anyone from behind. Thank you very much. And I will neither make the joke about Yvette Fielding having the willies put up, but I would not stoop so low on the radio.
I'll freak myself out. Anyway, really nice speaking to you there, George.
Okay, George, while you're there.
Yeah.
I've got Bob on the phone as well to talk to you.
Okay.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, mate. All right.
I'm fine, thank you. George is listening.
All right, George, if you're around at Paul's bar, bruv, you're in for nothing but pumping the clutch the whole way down to the M3, bruv.
All right.
There you go.
I'm standing now. I'm just up here by Junction 18, and I'm doing 25 mile an hour.
Oh, nightmare. Okay, well, thanks very much for that, Bob. That's something to look forward to.
Do you see, gentlemen, the power of radio? We bring you together and we with a live, much better than Richard's rubbish traffic reports. This is live actuality from the road. So it's clear in Potter's Bar, but as you go round to Junction 18, did you say, Bob?
Yeah, just round it.
Clutch pumping all the way.
Yeah.
Right. I can see it's actually starting now.
There you go! There you go.
I'll come on at the M1, and I'm going round to the A40, so I'm not too bad. I ain't got to sit in it for that long, but...
Yeah.
Old George might be getting to the West Country in the morning.
Yeah. if I was you, George, I'd come off there. I think I will just
come off now. Yeah. So if you hear anything but somebody going through a crash barrier, that'll be me.
Yeah. You can go through a crash barrier, but only if your hand's free and legal. But then it's fine.
And then there'll be the story of the haunted Scotsman. The haunted Scotsman.
George, I like you because you've brought it right back round again.
Yeah,
you're like,
that's what I do, you know.
That's just so professional.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, George.
No bother.
George there. Bob, so where are you going?
Me, I'm going home now, mate. All done and dusted, thank God.
Good. Glad to hear it. I like the... Thanks for that live travel report. I'm liking that. It seems to me that you get the bad travel news as a matter of course.
Yeah.
On the radio. Well. But I think this afternoon, let's have good travel news. If you're not in a traffic jam of any kind, or if your train ran on time, or if there's good service on the tube where you are, perhaps your bendy bus actually got round a corner today. Maybe it did. Unlikely, I realise, but it might have done. Perhaps there were no leaves of any kind on your line. Perhaps your cab driver wasn't faintly racist. Whatever. If you've got a good travel report this afternoon, let's call us. 0870 9090 973. Share your good travel news with London. Become a Thursday afternoon LBC good travel news correspondent, which I've just made up. Why don't you, Bob? Thanks for live travel there. If it gets if it gets better, tell us, won't you?
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm on the way to the pub now because it's definitely pub o'clock. Look at the time. So
you're right.
Hope everybody's out of the way and the roads are clear.
I might go myself.
Well, come on then, hurry up.
Which pub are you going to?
Greenford, Captain Morgan's probably.
Okay, if I leave now, if the travel's not drunk, it's all right. I could get there about 4:30.
Yeah, man, come on, hurry up, hurry right,
I'm leaving,
dash.
I'm leaving now.
All right, buddy.
See you in a bit. Cheers,
bye,
Bob.
Mate.
Okay, bye. Ellen! Ellen! I'm going to the pub! It's nice to hear Magnum. Theme tune there, isn't it? John in Wood Green, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, I'll be with you in 2 seconds. I was just saying how nice it is to hear the theme to Magnum there.
Well, I prefer the chocolate myself, but hey, yeah. I wasn't complaining.
No, fair enough. I was trying to go to the pub. I went out there.
I was just about to call you Superman because, that's the only way you'd make it to the pub and back.
It is. But, well, I wasn't going to make it back. I was just going to stay there. But do you know what happens? If you go outside the door here in the studio and you try to get out the side door... And think, to be honest, I'm supposed to be on till 6:30, but if I go now and just leave the theme tune to Magnum on, then no one will notice. But I, like yesterday when I tried to leave early, management standing outside, get back in there.
They've got wind of your little tricks, eh?
I know. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they don't even listen to this. So how they heard about it, I've got no idea.
They've probably got radios on their cell phones,
Yeah.
Got one ear plugged in, Bluetooth.
The Bluetooth. John, listen, stay there. I've got to go to travel, but I'll come back and talk to you straight after that.
Right.
Here's travel.
Let's go over to the east of town first of all.
Enough. But there's another one. 0870 9090 973. That's our telephone number here. And I've just discovered by Helen that we don't know if email's working. So if someone could try test it out, maybe homes@lbc.co.uk, because we've just switched the system on and we don't know if it's working or not. Homes@lbc.co.uk. I don't care what you send me. Abuse, praise, a link to some pornography. I don't mind. Just send me an email. Homes@lbc.co.uk. You can also text us this afternoon. 84850. Now, we are talking... Well, first, we're talking ghosts, because it's LBC's psychic thing tonight. And also, good travel news. If you're travelling, car, train, bus, ship, space, rocket, and your travel this afternoon is fine, good. Let us have good travel news. Richard brings us the bad travel news, like an evil travel pixie. And we want good travel news from you, the LBC good travel news correspondent. We've already had some, but please call us with your good travel news. 08709. John in Wood Green, hello.
Good afternoon. I just want to say, first I want to say, I'm not a first time caller to LBC, but I've tried many times to get through to this section of the show, and your show's so popular, the phone's constantly... I mean, I've got my phone and redial.
Aren't they?
For, like, 45 minutes. And I haven't been able to get...
I know, it goes crazy, I tell you. It's nothing to do with me. This is Ian's call, so I'm just babysitting.
You know, whenever I phone, like, Nick Ferrari...
That's right, get his name... He goes mad if you get his name wrong like that. If he's listening to this, he would...
Sorry, Nick.
He's gonna kill you.
Well, anyway, I called him a better car anyway, Lamborghini.
You did.
Whenever I call his show, you know, I get through straight away.
You should call him, Nick Ross, which in many ways is a better presenter as well.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I'm joking. Anyway, he'll go mad if he is.
Let me tell you a story of a tale of woe. This must have been about 25 years ago. I've had a friend of our family who had two small children, and they moved into a really old pre-war block of flats in Highbury. And when I saw her, she suddenly moved out, like about, it must be about 3 weeks later, and she said, what happened? Her children used to go into the room, and as kids do, have imaginary play, and they used to play, and they were constantly talking about this person called Mary, coming out saying, Mary wants a cup of tea, and it got on her nerve, like, you know, and she was like, tell Mary to get lost, and then the kids would come out and say, Mary's annoyed. I mean, she told me this went on for ages, and then one day she got talking to a neighbour, and she goes, oh, I guess my kids, they keep talking about a person called Mary. And the neighbour actually told her that a woman in the house, in the flat called Mary, had died in the room the children had been playing in. And when she asked the children to describe what Mary was like, they described the woman to a T.
Right.
Needless to say, she moved out straight away.
She moved out, but even though Mary hadn't done anything that scary.
Yeah,
Mary.
It was like, I know, it was a kind of like, you know, she was just, she was petrified. I mean, you know, I mean, the kids would come out the room and said to you, sometimes I come out crying, what's wrong? Oh, Mary told me off, and Mary said this, Mary said I make it too much noise and stuff like that.
That's not good,
and,
is it?
Yeah, they used to, as soon as they came in from school or anywhere, in the room. And the mum thought, great, fantastic, they're in their room, I could stand at about when you have a fag, blah, 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 blah. And all the time, you know, they were talking to a spirit. They saw a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know it's true because, I mean, she'd been trying to get a two-bedroom place and she got one. But back then, you know, with the council, you had free offers. So, you know, they were quite freely in the way they used to allocate.
Were they? Flats.
Right. Yeah. Back then, you know, you had free offers.
Yeah.
You know, and if you didn't like it, you moved out, you had a valid reason. They actually moved her out under the grounds that the place was haunted.
That's good. Because you hear about people sort of making this up, going, I want to move somewhere better because there's a poltergeist in my toilet and it keeps sending everything back.
Yeah.
You hear about these things. But I still, again, though, it's a fine story, of that there is no doubt. But, but you know, kids, they make stuff up, don't they?
I mean, the children, when the mum asked, she said, what does Mary look like? She said, she's short, she's got grey hair.
What did she look like? Can you remember? Short, grey hair.
She's short, grey hair, she had a walking stick and she had a humpback. They said she had a black, like, you know, like they, some, when you, as you get older, you have back arches?
Yeah.
And they described that, and the children had never, ever seen this person before. They couldn't have.
Thing is, that isn't that good, though? Because that's good. It's a ghost. They go, it's a ghost, yeah. And it's got a hunched back.
Yes,
see,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
But that's already, you know, so, well, you know, that that's what you're thinking of there is the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Maybe, but her name was Mary.
Mary. The Hunch Mary. Where did you say she lived?
In Highbury.
The Hunch Mary of Highbury.
Yeah, across the road from, there's a police station that's closed down now. Well, no, it's open, like, 9 to 5. There's an old block of flats there. And the funny thing is there's been sightings of, you know, as I've grown up, I grew up in the area, there's always sightings of ghosts. But, you know, and I used to be scared. And then one thing my mum turned around and said to me, when I thought I saw a ghost in our house, she said to me, did the ghost have two heads? And the ghost, no. She goes, then why are you scared? Because basically, she said, ghosts are images of ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
You understand?
I do, it makes some sense. I've got to go to an advert, but while the advert's on, you can rest assured I'm going to think deep and hard about what you said.
Okay. But
it's true. Do you rent a flat?
Real life. Haunted London, more like. John, a cabbie, this is email, by the way. This is working. Thank you for all of you who've started on the email now. Now we've got it up and running. Lots of people coming on there. Nitesh. Hello, Nitesh. A cabbie on Clive's show last night claimed to have seen you in Paddington while your broadcast was in the ending stages yesterday. He said you were small and stocky. Right. What does stocky mean? Does that mean fat? Don't nod at me, Johnny, through the glass there. Is that what that means? I thought that meant, you know, quite muscular and hard. No? I'd just take that as a... I'm taking that as an insult, then, Nitesh. And Clee? Cheek. I'm not fat. Am I fat? No. See, everyone says no. Listening online from Tankerton in Kent. Is Frankie, Francesca, proving that the email's working. Hi, John, congratulations. Yesterday's show got the thumbs up from the amateur critics on the Digital Spy Forum. I think their reason... I'm not going to read that, it's just... I think their reasoning was that anyone's preferable to Ian Lee. That's harsh, isn't it? Isn't that harsh? That's from Jay in West London. Thank you, Jay. Okay, you can text us, 84850, homes at lbc.co.uk. Now we know that it's, working. 0870 9090973. How long have we got till the news? But 1.5 minutes. Steve, hello, Steve.
How are you, all right?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm embarrassed to ring up to actually say that I can actually see ghosts, and I'm not a nutter, and I'm not a drunk either.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I've done it as a kid for years and years. I'm embarrassed to do it. Some people actually do it.
Do you? Did you say as a child, please tell me that you said this to someone. You ready?
Yeah. As a child...
Hang on. Did you say this? I see dead people.
No, because I can't tell whether they're dead people or not. I just see certain things, and a lot of them, and I can turn it on and off. But I've always been able to do it, but it's just a complete embarrassment about it. I'm 6'6".
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I'm not your average nutter. That guy, though, what's his name? Derek Acora.
Yeah, he is a nutter.
Yeah, well, I don't actually look like him. I look like someone for a crime watch. So when you're on a building site and somebody says, oh, no, my mate, yeah, you can see...
Steve, yep. I've got to go to the news, but I really want to talk to you about this.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah,
don't vanish in a wisp of ectoplasm, Steve.
Yeah, well, I could do.
Stay there with your 6-foot face.
See you in a minute.
Thank you. LBC 97.3, this is John Holmes in for Ian Lee, 0870 9090 973. The number to call. You can text us 84850 or email homes at lbc.co.uk. Wait for the music to finish. Funky. Quite funking in here to that. It's 4:08. Okay, we're talking, we're having ghost-related tales this afternoon on 0870 9090 973. I've also got some text coming in, ghost-related tales. John, I live in a great show. I live in a hostel that is haunted by a spectral cat that walks through walls. It says meow, and it seems quite sad. I named it Cracticus. That's from Wayne. Thank you, Wayne. I think. Actually, Helen's just pointed something interesting out. It's all men phoning in about ghosts. Oh, no, hang on. I think I see a lady phoning. But mostly it's men. Come on, we want some lady ghost stories, if we may. But meanwhile, Steve is still, bless his 6-foot face, hanging on to the mobile. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, how are you? All right.
So thank you for waiting there.
So I've had my medication. They're taking my straitjacket off. I'm all right now.
Good. Yeah, you said you weren't mental and mad though. You said you weren't, and actually you are now. Now, reminders. You said you can. You since a child, you have you have basically been the living embodiment of the words, "I see dead people."
Well, yeah, no, I don't know if they're dead people or not. And I have to mention you that I'm embarrassed by it, and you don't tell too many people due to the fact that they think you're a nutter, but...
But hang on, you don't know if they're real dead people or not. Therefore, you're just looking at people and assuming that some of them could be dead.
Some of these people say that they see ghosts, yeah, maybe they do see people. I don't know what they see, but I see different colours of figures. And I can't actually say I look at somebody yet, and it is an actual person with face and clothes. Mine are different colours.
What do you mean, different colours?
Well, I see outlines of different colours. So, as in, you know, man size, woman size, but they could be greys, they could be golds, or whatever. So, put it for instance, yeah, I'm a window fitter. Working in a 60s masonette, there should be no ghost there or whatever. And remember, I've done this as a kid.
Yeah.
Just having a wee, and the thing comes and stands behind us. So my
but
there.
People do that in urinals though, don't they?
Well, yeah, no, it wasn't a public one.
Oh, wasn't it?
In somebody's masonette.
Oh, okay.
So I said to my boss, can you not see this? And he's going, no, he said, there's nothing there. But yeah, they know at work, I've told them before, through the embarrassment. So all day long this thing's following me around, watching me fit windows, standing on the green outside looking at me fitting windows. And the guy comes back who's given somebody else the key in the morning to let us in, and my loudmouth mate says, oh, you've got a ghost in here, my mate can see ghosts. So the guy said to me, why'd you say that for? And I just said, well, as a kid, I used to have, you know, I can do it. I said, the thing just followed me around. He said, oh, the reason why we live in the smaller room, in one of the smaller bedrooms, is I had a row with my wife, and she went up to the, stormed up to the bedroom and started crying on the bed, and a hand came out of nowhere on her shoulder, and now that's why we don't sleep in the main bedroom. He said, but we
She's lucky it was just a hand.
Yeah, yeah, it could have been something nasty.
Yeah.
But he said, and that's why we don't sleep in the main bedroom. He said, oh, it's amazing that you can see that. And I said, well, yeah, well, I said, it's, no, I'm embarrassed by it. But yeah, you know, you've definitely got something there. I said, it follows me around the house. He told me that an old guy had died there like 10 years ago or whatever. I've worked thousands of places, and once in a blue moon, you see things. In my own house, I've got an 1875 house. You see bits and pieces coming down the stairs. But that's another embarrassment because my wife, the minute I see something, she said, you've seen something, haven't you? And I've gone, well, yeah, I might have done.
You're like that programme. You're like Medium on BBC One with Patricia Arquette.
I'm more like Extra Large, I am. But the, yeah, it's just...
Oh, God.
After that,
hang on, let's just stop and have a moment of silence for that joke you made there.
Just a
moment of silence, here we go.
Yeah, go on then. You ready?
No, it's not long enough. Hang on, more.
All right.
Bit longer. Okay, that's long enough.
Is that right?
Yeah. What was the first ghost you saw as a child?
I was looked after by an auntie, and,
who wasn't really there.
Yeah, there. And, used to have, red crown markings on the wall around where I used to be, in a cot, I suppose, or whatever.
What did they put you in?
It should have been a cage, really, but yeah, I think I must have been in a cot or something like that.
Right.
There were
red crown markings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then over the years, yeah, as I got older, yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, go on.
We've got a rather than a moment of silence, we're going to take something else for that joke.
Do you rent a...
Yes, girl, I want to get next to you. Not my words, of course, but the words of Jordan-humping, six-pack, gone-to-fat, mewling, spiky-haired, pop-chart stranger Peter Andre. Irrelevant, but it does have the word mysterious in it, which brings me untidily to today's email and text competition, The Mystery Voice. Yesterday, someone with cancer won the Mystery Sound competition and tickets for her and a friend to go on a trip round LBC's Steve Allen. That's what she won. And today, if you get them guess the Mystery Voice correctly, we are giving away... This is a good price, this. I fight a lot to the budget for this, but we are giving away today to one listener. We're giving away the dodgy council estate that's opposite the LBC studios in West London. That's right. A whole council estate full of feral chavs and burned out cars could be yours to take home. And all you have to do is guess who this is.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
Again, yeah, like yesterday, that's quite a tricky one, Ariel. So let's have another listen to it.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
Just who can that possibly be? Text us on 84850. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. A couple of answers actually straight... That's very fast. Well done. Straight away. Jane from Kensal Green says, is it the actor Jeff Goldblum? No. Let's have a listen.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
No. Pete from Rochester thinks it's A.A. Gill. No, afraid not. And Darcy from Balham has just emailed to say, is it the bravest animals in the land? That's Captain Beaky and his band. I don't know. Let's have another listen.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
Quite tricky. If you think you know who that is, please text us 84850 or email homes@lbc.co.uk. What a good prize. Two tickets to Steve Allen yesterday. Today, a whole council estate full of burned out cars could be yours. If you know who this is.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
Okay, we're talking ghosts as well this afternoon. On the line now is a person. Hello, a person. Hello.
I don't know.
Is that you?
Yeah, mate.
Is that you?
Yeah, I said Dion.
Hello, Dion.
Hello, mate.
Are you well?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
Good. Your first name, Celine?
No, it's Dion.
That's your first name?
Yeah, I'm a bloke.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sorry, you sound like a lady. Sorry, I apologise.
I sound like a lady, do I?
Yeah, a bit.
Right.
Might just be
far
more
from it.
Okay. How far from it?
I'm in Special Forces.
Are you?
Yes.
I'll stop now.
I'm not a lady.
I'm quite frightened.
No, you don't.
Are you trained to kill?
No, not really. But you're on about spooky things.
I am on about spooky things.
Well, January, we went into Baghdad, 8 of us.
Right.
And we, the Yanks had bombed all this place.
Yep.
And we went in, I think, would it be a mosque?
It probably would be one of those.
And when we walked in there, all our hairs stood on our back.
All your hair?
Yeah. It really sort of scared us. It was like an atmosphere, you know?
What sort of atmosphere? Not like Russ Abbott's atmosphere.
No. Don't start taking the...
I'm not. Away. Go on, keep telling the story.
You know, and it was just... We just went in there to look around. And we were pretty scared.
What? Why? What was it? What was the atmosphere?
I don't know. It was just the hairs on your neck sort of stood up. And
was it cold? Because they say often, don't they? That
had a bit of a sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah, had a bit of a sweat on.
Yeah.
You know, and we're supposed to be the hardest people in the world.
Yes, you are.
Well, we're not.
Oh.
You know.
Who are the hardest people in the world? Then I thought that was Special Forces.
Yeah. Well, we're not the hardest people in the world.
Who are the hardest people in the world?
All right, Ed.
No, seriously.
Well, if you think that.
No, I mean, who... Because I'd say you, the Special Forces, are the hardest people in the world, but you're saying they're not, so I was wondering who are.
Yeah, well, we're human beings.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Okay.
And we walked in this place, and the atmosphere there was...
Spooky.
Really spooky, yeah.
Was it you say it was bombed, so it was a ruin?
Well, no, it wasn't. Everything was bombed next to it.
And it was left standing?
The place was left standing. The Yanks had done the 60,000-foot bombing.
Yeah.
Dropped all the multi-bombs.
Yeah.
And
you were sort of on the ground?
They'd done everything next to it.
Yeah.
And this place was still standing.
And you went in, and it was just
we went in to see if there was any people in there.
Yeah. Was there?
No, there wasn't.
But just a very spooky atmosphere?
Oh, it was terrible.
So what, I mean, in what, I mean, because I'm kind of trying to get this, but in what way was it, I mean, in what way was it terrible? Why did
because
it...
Because it's like going into a church. Have you ever been in a church?
Yeah, once.
And it's like...
I was desecrating...
It's eerie, isn't it?
It is eerie. I mean, it was my niece's christening, so it wasn't that eerie.
Oh, right. But yeah. This place was really eerie. It was sort of ghostly, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it was,
Yeah.
It was like there'd be people there all during the day that would be praying and all that.
Yeah, all that, yeah.
And...
But there was no one there?
There was no one there. There was no one actually within sort of 2 miles of the area, because it had all been bombed out by the Yanks.
To be honest, it would be quite scary, just the fact that it had been bombed by Americans, wouldn't it? That's quite scary. Yeah. You're in Baghdad. It's Baghdad. That's scary anyway.
Yeah.
When did you get back?
This was only January.
So when did you get back?
I've been to Afghanistan since.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And no ghost, no sort of same sort of spooky thing?
No, in Afghanistan, no. I've been in the desert.
Was it the, did the whole, how many, you said there were 8 of you in the mosque?
Yeah, you go in troops of 8.
Right. Did everybody feel spooked?
Yeah, they did.
At the same time? So it wasn't like
everybody
one person...
spooked.
Yeah, but so there must have been something, because otherwise, why would you?
Yeah.
How long did you stay in there for?
20 minutes, half an hour.
And what, you just did a recce? Is that the right word?
Yeah, you got it, yeah.
Yeah, a recce of the place, and you didn't find anything?
No.
Was any of it more spooky than the other bit? Was it just in the middle, or did you go off to separate rooms? Were they spooky?
We went up on the tiers up the top were still standing, so yep. We went up there.
Yeah.
All the doors were blown out.
Yeah.
No. Obviously, the impact of the bombs blew all the woodwork out.
Yeah. Right, stay there, John, because I'm just going to talk to, because I'm quite frightened now of that story and you. Raheem is on the other line. Hello, Raheem.
That's got to be one of the greatest ghost stories I've ever heard.
Isn't it? I tell you what, Raheem, I can't wait to hear how it ends.
I can't wait. Isn't it fantastic?
In fact, I can't wait to hear how it starts, if I'm honest.
And fantastic to know that our armed forces psychometric testing is still up to scratch.
Dion, he said that, not me. Raheem, you've got some Listen, I'm going to come back to you, Raheem, because we've got to go to things.
All right, mate.
All right, talk to you in a sec. LBC 97.3. Hello, I'm John Holmes in for Ian Lee. Some things in life are... yes. Hello, John Holmes for Ian Lee. John, is the mystery voice today, is it, is it, the woman I pulled on Tuesday? That's from Justin in Watford. John, is it Catherine Tate? That's from Dave in Staines. Is it Kate Moss or Twiggy? That's from Christine in East Ham. And Jill, who texted us yesterday as well, has texted us again with, is it a stapler? Again. But today, she's not in a queue. If you think you know, 84850 or Holmes at lbc.co.uk. Oh, no, well, you've just heard that number. OK, you can call us if you've got a ghostly tale to tell this afternoon. We've got many of them, some of them from normal people, most from the mad. I've got some texts in, answers to the Mystery Voice competition. Don't forget, yesterday in the Mystery Sound competition, somebody who wasn't very well won two tickets for a tour around Steve Allen. But this afternoon, we've got a whole council estate to give away, and it's the council estate that's opposite LBC Studios in West London. John, before I answer, this is on the text from Jane. John, before I answer, and at the risk of maybe winning, can I ask if said council estate has the obligatory Christmas lights, Xmas lights, she's written, still around a few balconies? Yes, Jane, it does. I went for a walk around the prize earlier, and it does. And I can also tell you there are some burned out cars, all of which will be yours if you win, and at least 17 old mattresses in gardens and a couple of old fridges. I didn't look inside, lest there be a trapped pet. So, you can win that, Jane, if you get it right, but you haven't really answered the question as yet. Who is this mystery voice?
Hello, I'm Dawn French, yes!
Quite a tricky one. Is it Tony Blair, says Anne in Sidcup? Sorry, Anne, I'm afraid it isn't. Read the mystery voice. Is it a lawnmower? That's from Butch. Someone's just texted in. Let me talk to the army guy! The mad army, hairy SAS, scary man. No, do you know what? I'm too frightened to get him back on the telephone, if I'm honest. He was really weird. Okay, some more here. John, is it Richard Burton's wrongly projected face? That's from Cole in a van. That's sure a reference to yesterday's argument that the wrong Richard Burton was projected onto a face at War of the Worlds in Wembley that I missed the first four. I'm not going to go into it again. Tracy, hello from Islington.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I've got some spooky music to play you that you could probably use for background.
That's nice.
But yes. My computer just froze up.
Your computer froze up?
So I'm just going to tell you a spooky story until it...
Well, could you... Oh, well, okay, I was going to say, could you sing the spooky music for me?
No.
Okay. Before we hear you, before we hear your story, though...
Yeah?
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Tracy.
Yes.
And,
what do you do?
I'm 13.
Okay. That's not what I asked, though. I said, what do you do?
I don't know.
Do you hang out?
No, I'm bored.
You're bored? Do you chill?
No.
Is this what the kids say? No one knows. What do the kids say now?
Huh?
What do the kids say?
On
the street. What are the kids saying?
I know. I don't go out to the street.
Why not?
Because I like staying indoors where it's warm.
Well, I thought, you know, you'd be out happy slapping or something. If you're 13, surely.
No.
No?
I'm not stupid.
I'm glad to hear it, Tracy. I'm glad, and I'm glad you're listening to the radio and have a spooky tale to tell.
Let me turn off the radio.
You're going
to turn... I just realised I was on. I thought it was some spooky voice in my head.
You thought it was a spooky voice talking to you, but it was your own voice coming back to you via the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Slightly odd. Tracy, tell me then. Tell me your spooky story.
Well, yesterday...
Ooh, a recent one.
Yeah, very recent.
Go on.
Well, there was this, like, sort of goo on...
I don't like where this is going.
Huh?
Nothing, carry on.
Seriously, nothing?
What?
Okay, then.
No, carry on the story.
Okay, there was, like, this spooky, greenish, weird goo...
Where?
In my sink. No, seriously.
Okay.
Seriously, it was in my sink.
Was it snot, Tracy?
No.
Okay, well, that's got that out of the way. Carry on.
And, like, It started to move and stuff.
Did it?
It started to move up the sink.
Yeah.
And then, like, it started dripping onto the floor and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, creepy and...
Was it?
Gross.
Yeah.
Let me just see if it's working now.
Are you sure it wasn't just some mould?
No, I'm sure it wasn't just some mould.
So what do you think it was?
I don't know, ectoplasm or whatever that stuff is.
Ectoplasm? Is that what you think it was?
Might be.
Might be. Might not be.
Yeah, might be.
Might be. Might not be.
Might be, though.
Might not be, though.
Yeah, but it might be.
Yeah, but it might not be.
Yeah, but it might
but
be.
But it might not be.
Yeah, but it might be.
But... I hear what you're saying, but... It might not be.
Yeah, but it might be.
Yeah. Have your computer ready yet?
Sort of, Let me just get the volume
okay. Off. It's all right. We're, don't worry. We're, I mean, because what we'll do when this goes out on the radio, we'll just edit all this boring stuff out.
Okay, then. There you go.
Right. And this spooky music. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Let it go on.
Right, now tell us about the ectoplasm while it's playing.
Where
did the ectoplasm end up?
In my sink, and then it went onto the floor.
Then where did it go?
It just stayed on the floor, like, I don't know, it kept, like, freaking me out.
Yeah, you're freaking me out.
Well, you're freaking me out.
No, you're freaking me out.
Ian Lee's better than you.
Yeah, well.
Well, what?
Well, what?
Well, what
well,
about you,
so
then?
What about you, then?
Well, why are you even on the radio?
Why are you even on the radio?
No, why are you?
Why are you on the radio?
I'm on the radio because I phoned up. Why are you on the radio?
No, I phoned you.
No, yes. I phoned you.
No, I phoned you on the radio.
I phoned you.
I phoned you on the radio.
I phoned you.
I phoned you on the radio.
Well, I phoned you, and why are you even on the radio?
Go away.
If what you were about to...
870-9090, some nines, some O's, and then 973. Text 84850, homes at lbc.co.uk. Mystery voice competition, no one's got it right so far this afternoon. A lot of entries coming in. Let's just have a listen to see who this is.
Hello, I'm Dawn French, yes!
Very difficult. Don't forget, we have got a council estate to give away this afternoon. If you get that right. John, is it Ozzy Osbourne? No, I'm afraid it isn't Ozzy Osbourne. John, is it your managing director? No. John, is it the SAS man in his lady years? John, don't know the lady's name, but is it a comedy actress that used to appear in a series of car adverts, also Peep Show, also Green Wing, who's Ian Lee? That's from Jim in London. I think you mean Olivia Colman there, but it's not her. John, oh, that's very funny. Yeah, John, yeah. Let's make fun of council estates, it says here on tech. Will you be offering a pair of useless middle-class parents as a prize tomorrow, complete with two obnoxious kids? No, don't be ridiculous. Of course not, because it's Saturday tomorrow, and I'm not here. But I will offer that as a prize on Monday, so thanks for your advice. John, I think the mystery voice is the real ghost that appeared in just the single good Scooby-Doo episode. And that's from Hector P. Lazum. In Hartford. No, Scooby-Doo, Hector P. Lazum, was good up until Scrappy-Doo joined. Wasn't it? Scrappy-Doo, his nephew or whatever it was, made Scooby-Doo rubbish. Before that, Scooby-Doo, good. Okay, ghosts now. Harrow, Mikkel.
Mikkel.
Mikkel. Hello, Mikkel.
Hey, Mr. J.
Are you well?
Not so bad, thank you. Yourself?
Good. Yeah, well, I'm all right, actually, yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah, very kind.
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes, regarding ghosts.
Yeah.
There is a place where you can actually go. Many years ago, we were talking quite some time now, apparently someone died in a location in Buckinghamshire near Tring.
Right.
And if you take a car down there, it's downhill. When you get to the bottom of the hill, you have to actually do this in the evening when you can actually see your car headlights. So you have to go in a car.
Okay.
Down the hill, and at the bottom of the hill, you come to a standstill, put your car in neutral. Keep your headlights on.
Yeah.
And the ghost will push the car back up the hill about 20 to 30 yards. It'll actually freak you out.
Have you done this?
I've experienced it with three other friends, and we were all... this was actually in the Bucks Herald Aylesbury newspapers about 10, 12 years ago.
Right, now this is a good one, because we could prove this. Not tonight, because it's...
No,
it doesn't
but
get
you
dark.
Can go down there. I can give you the location.
Go on then. Give us the actual location.
Okay. If you go down the new A41 bypass.
I'm writing this down. New A41 bypass, yeah.
Yeah. You come to. I'm not sure which junction it is, but it's a junction that takes you over towards Aston Clinton or Tring.
Aston Clinton.
Or Tring.
Or Tring. Tring.
And you come to the, take the first exit towards Aston Clinton, and you can go to Aylesbury that way as well.
Yeah.
And as you go down the hill, there's a first turning on the left, which will take you to Wendover. You take that turning, and immediately 10 yards after that, you take the left again.
Yeah.
And that will take you down another hill. And at the base of that hill, that's where you need to stop, and that's where...
But you have to leave your lights on.
You have to leave your lights on, because then you'll see the gradual movement back up the hill.
That must be nonsense.
No, it's true.
Is it?
A lot of people, yeah, absolutely. It was in the newspapers. As I said, you can contact the Bucks Herald in Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire.
Now, if you leave your car in neutral on a hill...
Yeah.
Right, you're telling me it goes back up the hill.
It will go up the hill, yeah.
Is it some sort of optical illusion?
No, not at all. It's a phenomenon. I'm not sure it's ghost-related, but it's been said that somebody was apparently killed in that area.
But surely it would work in... Well, let's get Tony. Tony's in Windsor. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, that's a well-known phenomenon. It happens on loads of roads around the UK. It's absolute rubbish.
So what is it, then? How does it work?
It's an optical illusion where you get the way the terrain lies in a certain area...
Yeah.
Relative to the road looks like it's pointing downhill.
Yeah.
When it's actually pointing slightly uphill, so you'll roll backwards on it, and it appears like you're rolling uphill, and you're not.
Right. So how does it work then?
The road is actually sloping the opposite way from it appears, and it's just because you're on the rest of the land around you is inclined slightly.
Yeah.
And so it makes the road look, and your brain thinks that's flat.
Yeah.
But it's not. So it makes the road look inclined differently from how it is.
What do you make of that, Mikhail?
Well, it's not flat. It's going downhill. So you're actually...
It looks as if you're going uphill, backwards. You imagine it's going downhill, but it's not.
But
it's
surely then, if it is an optical illusion, which I'm prepared to believe that it might be, if it is, it would work at any time of the day, wouldn't it? Whether your lights were on or not.
Well, exactly. It will. I bet you the same thing works any time of the day, in any car, whatever, lights on if you're in neutral.
It would work on a bike as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or on a Sinclair C5?
I would love someone to prove this, because I think it's nonsense.
If anyone listening is in that area, let's do it. I've got to go to an advert now, but I think we can have a scientific ghost experiment this afternoon. Let's take an advert.
Okay, so what's...
Tony. Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you reckon this happens on loads of roads, right? See, I've heard of this before, so I'm kind of with you.
There's a road near where I used to live, near Caterham in Surrey.
Yeah.
And exactly the same thing happens there. And it's because the road's built on the side of a very slight incline.
Yeah.
And if you sit there overnight, there's a lay-by there. If you sit there in the lay-by overnight, and you put your car and you take the brakes off, it looks like you're rolling uphill, but you're not. But I bet you it would happen any time of the day. I bet you it would.
Well, it would, wouldn't it? If it happens, if it's not,
exactly.
If it's, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the laws of gravity don't change at dusk.
Not as far as I know.
Not to my knowledge. But I'm kind of with you.
Get someone to check it tonight and then check it tomorrow at lunchtime.
That's what I want. If anyone is within the vicinity of the A41 on this hill near Tring, then, you know, find it. In fact, we should have got, I forgot his name. We should have gone there and phoned us from the place. Are you busy, Tony? Can't you just pop round?
Yeah, I'm stuck in the middle of a traffic jam in Windsor at the moment. I really can't get there.
Is it a real traffic jam or one, like, Richard's made-up stuff?
No, this is well, I don't know, they could all be dead people, but they look dead, but no, I think it's a real traffic jam.
Is it, how long have you been there?
About 15 minutes.
I was looking for good travel news today, we've had a couple of those saying, yeah, it's clear here.
But... I think this is Legoland, though.
Oh, is it? Bank holiday Legoland traffic?
Typical, yeah, lots of screaming kids in the back of these cars by the looks of it.
You can't hear any of them, can you?
No, actually I've just got a funny look off a bloke, I think maybe he's listening to LBC and he's just heard me in
some kids. Flick the V's at him. Go on, see what he does. See if he's listening. Flick the V's at him and see if he reacts.
He's driven past now.
Oh, annoying. Oh, I was hoping to, you know, get you in a sort of fight.
Well, thanks, sir. That'd be great, yeah.
Sound quite good, wouldn't it?
Know, Are you going to have a regular spot from now on?
I very much doubt it. I mean, if you've listened to any of this, you'll pretty much figure out that's not going to happen.
Don't tell the rest of the listeners, but you're better than Ian.
Oh, don't say that. Don't.
No,
say
I've stopped listening to Ian.
You'll go mad. Have you?
Yeah.
Why?
You're not going to have to cut that off, are you?
He was
good to start with, but he's got a bit boring.
Has he got boring?
Same old thing every day.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, yeah. That's all you're getting from me, to be fair, so, you know.
Well, I'll write to Managing Director to get you a regular spot.
If you would, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Thanks, Tony.
Okay, anyway, nice to meet you.
And you, sir. Very, very, very nice to meet you.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Good. Tony there with his optical illusion theory, which I do believe, to be honest. But if you... There's a story of... I'll tell you this after the news, but there's a story of some hands... Some spooky road in Devon that I've just remembered, actually. Spooky road in Devon where some mysterious hairy hands come out of nowhere. They may belong to an SAS man, I don't know. And they wrench your car off the road. I'll try and remember more details than that. Although, actually, I think I've just encapsulated the whole story there. So I won't come back and tell you any more about it. Ghost stories, 0870 9090 973. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes, sitting in a chair for Mr. Ian Lee. Emily's next with your news. Pouring in for this afternoon's Mystery Voice competition. Don't forget, you can win a whole council estate. It's the one opposite the LBC studios. We will be getting some special heavy lifting equipment to bring it to wherever you live. So we are in effect paying for postage. You can win a council estate this afternoon by getting the answer to this question right. Just who is this Mystery Voice?
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
Lots of people are entering this on 84850. What's this? This is Nikki from up west. She doesn't say where she is up, but it is west. John, is it TV's Jet from Gladiators? Well, let's have a listen. Let's see.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
No, I'm not sure that it is. Paul from Shoreditch is 800% certain it's the actor Nicholas Smith who played Mr. Rumbold in the sitcom Are You Being Served? Let's have a listen to that.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
I realise it's quite hard. So I will keep going with this afternoon because it is quite a difficult one. It's a very good prize. So if you do know, if you think you know who that is, holmes@lbc.co.uk or text us on 84850. John, is the mystery voice that of sad and embittered old punk rock clown Johnny Rotten? That's from Sean. No. John, I can't believe your listeners are getting this wrong. After not getting yesterday's sound, which was obviously a mobile phone ringing, they can't even work out the voice. This is from Mikey in South Norwood. It's clearly Ian Lee. Can you make it a bit harder? Let's have another listen then.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
No, not Ian Lee. Nick has said, that guy in the Special Forces, special needs more like. Thanks, Nick. Is it, John, is the mystery voice, hilarious, milk-loving, invisible, bullet-firing A-teamer, B.A. Baracus? Well, is it?
Hello, I'm Dawn French, yes!
No, it's clearly not. But if you think you know, 84850, a whole council estate to give away... This afternoon, on the telephone now, line 5004. Jenny.
Hi.
Hello, Jenny.
I wrote Wasp for my friend's book.
What? Sorry?
Were you the same guy as yesterday?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It depends what you were doing yesterday. I mean, if you think I'm the same guy that, you saw in a shop yesterday, then I'm probably not him. Because I don't think I went in a shop yesterday. Am I the same guy as yesterday, what?
The guy on the radio yesterday, this time.
Oh, that was me, yes.
Yes. You told me to write Ross to my friend's book.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I did.
Brilliant. Let's recap. You phoned in because you were reading Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And your friend next to you... I said at school, because the worst thing about picnics, especially ones at Hanging Rock, were wasps. This is for people who weren't listening yesterday, right? And you said that, as far as you knew, there weren't any wasps in Picnic at Hanging Rock. But I said in the back of your friend's book that she was reading, sitting next to you at school, you should write wasps in big letters across the back page.
Uh-huh.
And you're telling me that you did this.
Yes.
Brilliant. What happened?
Well, I told her.
What? After you'd done it?
I didn't write it in her book because her book was downstairs in my locker.
Yeah.
But I wrote it in her general book.
Good work. Was she annoyed?
No, she just thought it was kind of strange.
Well, I suppose it was kind of strange in a way.
Yeah.
Did you, so you wrote it first and then told her afterwards? Or did you...
Yeah, I told her afterwards.
Okay. And did she write, because you were going to write it in pencil, weren't you?
Yeah, I did.
Which is a bit of a cop-out. isn't it, really? That's a bit of a cop-out. You should have done it in permanent marker pen. Because that's funnier.
Yeah.
So, well, this was at school today, was it?
Yeah.
Right. What else did you do at school today?
Well, I told my friend Iman, I think she's listening now,
okay,
that I would call up, and she wants to call up, but she wanted me to do it first.
Okay, is she going to call us then?
I hope so.
Well, I hope she does. Is she the friend that you wrote Wasps in the book of?
No, that's my other friend.
What's her name?
Emma.
Emma. So Emma's Wasps, and Iman isn't Wasps at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, incidentally, that noise in the background?
What noise?
There's a sort of clanking noise.
Oh, that's the chimes in my garden.
Oh, okay, because I was going to ask you if you... It sounds a bit like cowbells.
Yeah, it kind of is cowbells.
And I thought perhaps you were in a cow field. Or something.
Yeah.
Or, tying in with our theme of ghosts, Jenny, perhaps it was the clanking of ghostly chains.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell you something. I read the newspaper a couple years ago, I think, and it said something about ghosts, and in this, like, same hotel room... At the same place.
Yeah.
These people, oh, hi, this is Iman.
Hooray!
Hi, Iman!
See, your friend Iman's on the phone now.
Hey, JR.
Hang on a minute, it's not Gossip Corner. Wait a minute, Iman, hang on, I want to hear the end of the story. Wait a sec, go on, Jenny.
So, there are these people in the same hotel room, the same time.
Oh, hang on, Jenny, we've got to go to some stuff, news and travel and that. Will you hang on?
I have to go now because I have homework to do.
No, hi, no, stay back, stay there, stay
okay,
there. Stay there. We won't be long. Okay. News and travel and things now.
Okay, so what seems to be the
problem? He said there. John, is the mystery voice, is it the mystery voice? Is it mystery voice? Kit the car from Knight Rider. Very close. Quick listen.
Hello, I'm Dawn French, yes!
Very closest we've had yet, Paul in Langley. John, does Charles Clark have anything to do with Ian Lee leaving the country? Yes, he does, because Ian Lee is a foreign criminal. Okay, Jenny is still on the phone. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Thank you for hanging on and putting off your homework for us. What homework have you got to do?
Well, I have some history.
Yep.
And geography and Latin.
Boring. But Latin? Boring.
Hello?
Hello, Iman.
Is so boring.
Yeah, hello, Iman. Your friend Jenny's here too.
Oh, cool.
It's like a crazy party.
We go to the same school.
I know you do. Told me that. Do you have homework, Iman?
Yeah, I've got French,
evil.
Latin.
Latin.
We both have the same math, so I forgot that.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're both in the same class.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you, instead, for one of your answers for math, what are you doing in maths at the moment?
We're doing, like, graphs and pie charts.
Pie charts?
Yeah.
Right. Could you, for one of your answers, both do this for homework tonight?
Uh-huh.
Right, just you have to show you're working in the margin.
Yeah.
Yeah? Just write the word wasps.
Okay.
What?
Wasps.
Okay.
Yeah? Jenny knows why, don't you, Jenny?
Yes,
why?
I do.
Jenny will explain it to you, Iman.
Okay, cool.
Tell her why, Jenny. Tell her now.
Because... I told him I was reading Picnic at Hanging Rock because that boy was reading The Hobbit, and he said, you know what's it about? It's about these wasps who carry the food away, and he said, like, the wasps are really deadly, so he asked me to write wasps in my friend's back page of her book, and I did, except it wasn't, like, a reading book, it was her general book, and I told her afterwards, so now we have to write wasps in the margin because it's very important.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Could you both do that? And then could you call me? I know you're not at school on Monday because it's a bank holiday, but could you call me on Monday and, we're not handing this in until Tuesday, are you?
No, we're not.
Oh, that's no use, is it?
And we probably won't get it back for, like, ages.
Ah, but you're promising you're going to do it, though, aren't you? You're going to write wasps just in the margin.
Yeah, we're definitely going to write wasps, aren't we?
I'm good.
Yeah.
What do you know any Latin that you can share with us, then? Iman, you're still there with your Latin, hey?
Well, we've just been doing, like, declensions and stuff, so it's not very interesting.
No, it doesn't sound very interesting. It's quite because you don't get a lot of Latin going on in schools now, do you?
I don't know, they just randomly did it in our school.
Yeah, are we allowed to say what school that is? Yeah. Go on.
It's St Paul's.
Where is it?
Hammersmith.
St Paul's in Hammersmith do Latin.
Yeah.
I like it. Is it the most boring subject in the world, though?
Yeah, it is the most boring subject in the world.
What?
Yeah, it's true. It is the most boring subject in the world.
Say, can you say, hello, my name is Iman, in Latin?
I can't say hello, but I'll say the rest, okay?
Okay.
Ego sum iman.
It's good, you know. You don't hear a lot of Latin on the radio.
Yeah.
And I think you should hear more of it.
Yeah.
Jenny, Jenny's back on the phone now. I think we got cut off, Jenny.
Yeah, because I'm writing Lost in the Margin. You have to say honeybee every 15 minutes.
What?
That would be really funny if you said honeybee every 15 minutes.
Honeybee?
Like, from now on to, like, forever.
Well, I've got to say that.
No, I'm talking to Iman.
Oh.
That would be funny if she did.
What, just said honeybee?
Yeah,
I'll start now, okay?
Yeah.
Honeybee.
Well, thanks so much. Well, we'll all wait 15 minutes. Why don't you ring back, Iman, in 15 minutes and say it again?
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. So can I just, like, go now and then ring back in
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Bye.
Okay, fine. Bye.
Bye, thanks, Iman. Jenny?
Yes?
You've got homework to do.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, get on with it. Get on with it. I don't want to be responsible for you failing at school.
Okay,
but,
bye.
But please write wasps in your margin.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Okay, Andy and Harrow, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Shortest man in radio, Mr. John Holmes.
Thanks very much. How would you know, how can you see me?
No, I just know from your other show.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that the Radio 4 show we're not allowed to mention.
The Radio 4 show that you're not allowed to mention.
The one that's on at 6:30 on Radio 4 tonight.
Yeah, and
I'm not actually in it this
tomorrow.
Week because
no, because you're working.
That's right, because I'm here
I'm
instead
miss
of doing
you.
It.
I'm going to be listening.
Oh,
I'm going to miss you.
Bless.
It's a brilliant show.
Oh, thanks very much. Cool. Thanks very much.
That's cool. It's really cool.
Good.
Travel news.
Travel news. Come on, then. Give us some travel news.
My friend's just phoned me on her way to London from Cumbria.
Yeah.
An hour and 15 minutes delay outside Crewe because of a fallen tree.
Ah, a fallen tree.
It's not good, is it?
That's not good, is it? That's. I mean, there are leaves on the line then, technically.
Branches.
But they're attached to a tree on this particular occasion.
So there we go. The whole thing.
It's not a good travel report. I mean, you know, it's an accurate one.
Yeah.
Where Richard's a false and made up. So,
obviously.
I appreciate that.
He's always smiling, though, isn't he, Richard?
Isn't he? Did you hear the show yesterday?
Yeah, of course I did.
Because, good man. Because he's,
I stalked you, come on.
Thanks. He does, he dresses as a clown to read the travel. He actually dresses as a clown.
Understand. He was reading the news the other night, on Caroline Faraday's show.
Yes.
And I sent her an email in saying the news always sounds better with him because he always sounds like he's got a big grin on his face.
Yes. He has. I tell you what it's like. I tell you what happened. I mean, this is actually true, but, I know he doesn't like me to say, but I will say it anyway. But the reason he's got that big grin on his face was because, as a child, he fell into a vat of acid. Like, you know, like out of, the Batman films.
Yeah.
When the Joker falls off that balcony into the thing.
Yeah.
And then he has that big grinny face that he can't get rid of. That's
that
Richard.
Happened?
That's what happened to Richard. It was actually travel acid.
There we go.
And that's what happened. That's a true story. If you ever see him around, why not ask him about it? He likes to talk about it.
Well, I could.
Good. Andy, thanks to you. I'm going to go to Harry, who's got... Thanks very much for that. I appreciate that. Harry's got a ghost story.
Hi.
Hello, Harry.
Well, it's about my teacher, but just before I say that, my headmaster's retiring at the end of the term, so can I say good luck?
No. How old are you, Harry?
I'm 11.
You're 11, and you've been at school today?
Yeah.
Yep. Where did you go to school?
Orley Farm, Harrow.
Orley Farm in Harrow. Okay. And are you reading a book at school at the moment?
No, just finished Private Peaceful. But
finished what, sorry?
Private Peaceful.
Oh, I don't know that.
Michael Moorthog.
Oh. What are you going to read next?
I'm not sure. Probably some rubbish old story.
some rubbish old story. Have you read The Hobbit?
No. I don't think we're allowed to read those books in our class.
Aren't you?
No.
Why?
I find them too rude, kind of.
The Hobbit's not rude.
I know, they just... And they're very particular about it.
That is particular, isn't it? The Hobbit's not even a rude book. It's not like you're going in and saying, you know, can I read this Hobbit? Can I read a story in Playboy? It's not like you're saying that, is it? All you're saying is, I want to read The Hobbit. What's wrong with it? It's just got Hobbits in it.
I should have an argument, because for a prize book I won, they had swearing in it.
Which book was it?
I can't remember. I think it was Time Bomb.
I don't know that. Have you read the Harry Potter books?
A few of them.
Being called Harry as you are. They've got swearing in.
Mm.
Haven't they?
Yeah.
You tell that to your teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you go in to tell it to your teacher, you know, say, look, it's got these swear words in it, and then read them all out in a list.
Get detention for that.
You would get detention for that. Listen, I've got to take a break, Harry, but I'm going to talk to you again afterwards.
Okay.
Okay, stay there. This is John Holmes in for Ian Lee, LBC 97.3.
You play the...
Still doing the Mystery Voice competition. Harry, we will come back to you and your ghost story in a moment, but Mystery Voice, let's have a quick listen.
Hello, I'm Dawn French, yes!
Oh, if you think you know who that is, 84850, homes at lbc.co.uk. We've got a council estate that's opposite LBC Studios to give away, if you get that right this afternoon. John, is it the mystery voice? Is it K-9 from Doctor Who? No. John, is it President Mugabe? That's from Kevin, I'm afraid not. If you think you know, 84850. Fingerford Railway and Footbridge, Kew Bridge, Kew Railway Bridge, Lambeth Bridge, London Bridge, Millennium Bridge, Putney Railway Bridge, Richmond Bridge, Richmond Lock, Richmond Railway Bridge, Southwark Bridge, Teddington Lock, Tower Bridge, Twickenham Bridge, Vauxhall Bridge, Wandsworth Bridge, Waterloo Bridge and Westminster Bridge. If there are any changes to those bridges this afternoon, you can be sure LBC will bring them to you. Harry, you're still on the telephone?
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for hanging on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Had you got anything else to do?
Apart from homework, no.
What's your homework?
I've got to write. I've got to get some notes for a history project.
What's the project on? I could help you.
West African society before the European slavers or something.
I can't help you.
No.
What do you mean you didn't think so? What are you saying?
Even my history teacher doesn't understand that.
Really?
That's why he gave it to me.
What's his name?
Phil Rosenthal.
Phil Rosenthal, a history teacher who doesn't understand the projects he sets himself. Now you've just...
He likes funny noises on Quiz TV show.
Does he?
Yep.
Sounds a bit weird. Harry, you're going to tell us a ghost story, weren't you?
Yeah.
Go on,
it was in our English lesson.
Yeah.
And I think we were all a bit mad because it's coming up to the end of the term. And I think, and the teacher wanted to calm us down, so he told us a story which is supposedly true.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was on this hotel weekend break.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in this suite which caught fire and killed two girls, burnt them.
Right.
Left, and in the middle of the night, he heard them, like, crying for help.
Okay.
And then he got a phone call about 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
Then, help me, or something, like that.
Yeah.
Moaning. And then I think he freaked out and ran away.
I think anyone would freak out and run away.
Yeah.
That's quite weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where was this supposed to have happened?
Not sure.
Oh, we don't know where the weekend break was.
Southern Western, England.
Right. Mm. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Seen a sheep.
You've seen a sheep?
Sheet.
A sheep isn't as exciting as a ghost.
No, a sheet.
A sheet?
Yeah.
Was it over a sheep?
No.
Well, where did the sheep come from?
I don't know, I think it fell off my bed.
The sheep fell off your bed? What was
it?
No,
the sheep. No, I didn't say sheep, I said sheep.
Yeah, but I thought the sheet was on a sheep.
No. The sheet fell off my bed onto my chair.
Right.
And then it looked like a ghost.
So it was a chair under a...
Sheet.
Sheet, not a sheep. There's no sheep.
No.
Okay, I've established that now.
No, I did see some sheep in Devon. Some black ones.
Were they ghost sheep?
Probably.
What makes you think that?
They're really small and they were going through wires.
They were really small and they were going through wires?
Through wire, yeah, barbed wire.
Were they? What, without any form of injury?
Well, either that or they're incredibly stupid or tough.
I think probably. They're probably special forces, like that man who rang up earlier. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
He was stupid and tough as well.
I listen every day because I finished school at 4:15.
So that's good.
Takes like half an hour to get back.
So yeah, you listen in the car?
Yeah.
Do you drive yourself?
Yeah, I was a bit worried because when I phoned, I was just about to go into a shop and get something. Cricket. Yep. And then they said they'll phone me back.
Yep.
I'm a bit worried I'd be phoned back in the middle of the street.
Oh, that would have been good, though.
And go get mugged.
For your phone?
Yep.
But aren't you calling from Harrow?
Ealing.
Sorry?
Ealing. I live in Ealing.
Oh, you live in Ealing. You go to school in Harrow?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because Harrow's quite posh, isn't it?
Posh, yes.
Yeah. But Ealing? Nah, you know, you're probably right.
We've had filming in our house, actually.
You've what?
Had filming.
We've got filming in your house?
No, we've had filming.
Who's been filming?
BBC Waking the Dead.
Waking the Dead, the television programme, was filmed in your house?
Yeah.
This is brilliant.
You know where that guy in one of the last episodes gets drowned?
I don't watch it, but yeah.
Yeah, that was in our bathroom.
What? Why did they film in your bathroom? Is it a special bathroom?
No, because the one of our... No, it wasn't actually our bathroom, but they made a model of it, but they did filming in our house.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you get paid a lot of money for that, don't you?
Yeah, because I had to come back an extra day.
Yeah, you see, you get paid a load of money for that. Do you have your house up on a list of possible filming places? How did they find out about your house?
This guy was just driving around. I think he saw it, put a letter in, and then we phoned them, and then he got interested.
Yeah.
He won the little competition.
Wow.
I'm glad you've called, Harry. You're a mine of information and excitement. You've got ghost stories, stories about sheep, stories about tough sheep, filming in your house.
And a ghost friend.
And a what?
Ghost friend.
You've got a burst friend?
No, a ghost friend.
Oh, a ghost friend.
Well, you know ghosts always seem to moan and they're very pale.
Well, sometimes, yes.
Friend like that.
You've got a friend that moans a lot and is very pale.
Well, should I say cries a lot?
What's his name?
He's called Connor Reisapat.
Ah, Connor.
If I tell him I told you this tomorrow, he'll be...
Yeah, make sure you tell him.
Okay.
Why don't you...
Oh, I can't tomorrow.
Oh, no. Have you got a... well, text him.
Yeah, it's quite funny to bring pranks on him. My friend, I'm inviting him to my house for March the 10th, 2008.
Right.
The idiot bought the joke. He asked his parents, and then I had to make up an excuse that I was playing a tennis tournament.
Right. Harry...
Yep.
Thanks for calling. I've got to talk to Sasha now very quickly, if that's all right. Hello, Sasha.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you give Mike that £10 you owed him from the last show?
Is that because he made me eat something out of the bin or something, as I remember?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. No, I never paid him.
Damn.
That was wrong, wasn't it? Wrong of me. Yeah. But thanks for remembering.
Yeah.
I've still got the taste of that. In case anyone's wondering what on earth we're talking about, Mike, a friend of mine, Mike, was here last time and we dared each other to eat some old breakfast that was out of the bin. And it was beans, wasn't it, as I recall?
It was, yeah.
It was quite unpleasant. So, Sasha, what can we do for you? Have you got a ghost story or are you...
Actually, I've got a challenge for you and I think the mystery voice could just be Edwina Curry.
Oh, so... let's have a quick listen. To the mystery.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just off mic. I was just putting a tea bag in the bin. Speaking of the bin, as we were, Sasha, you were very close.
Oh. Yeah.
But not close enough. What if you'd have won the council estate? What would you have done with it?
I think I would have eaten it.
You'd have probably eaten it.
Yeah. Because I'm that hungry.
You'd have to be quite hungry to eat a whole council estate, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised what I could eat.
Really? Give me one quick example of what I'd be surprised that you eat.
Coffee beans.
No, I'm not that surprised.
Thanks. Anyway, about this challenge, a ghost challenge.
Hang on. Back soon. If what you were of the mystery voice this afternoon, it's sounds like this.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes.
A lot of answers coming in though. John, is it the mystery voice? Is it Mike Reed, the comedian Mike Reed, as he mounts a saddleless bicycle? That's from Tony. Afraid not, Tony. John, I think the voice is either a Speak and Spell or Stephen Hawking's. That's from Ben in Bow. John, it's obviously Darth Vader. James Earl Jones, Tony, who is stuck in traffic in Windsor. Is it Yasser? That's from Ian, and another Yasser-related text. John, when Ian is on, Yasser rings every day. Why doesn't he ring you? We think he's in love with Ian. Yasser and Ian up a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. That's from Ian in Croydon. John, in Mystery Voice, is it K-9 from Doctor Who? I've read that one already. John, is it Zelda from Terrorhawks down in Richmond? Another Stephen Hawking's guest from George. Is it my dad, says Patrick Salamander. I'm guessing his dad is Mr. Salamander. John, is it Yasser Arafat? No. Is it Yasser Arafat disguising himself as a fat woman? I don't know, let's have a listen.
Hello, I'm Dawn French, yes!
I'm afraid it's none of those things. Keep guessing. Yesterday we gave away two tickets for a tour around Steve Allen. Today we have a council estate to give away. It's the actual council estate across from LBC. And I'll tell you what, before we give it away, if someone wins it today, I'm going to get that council estate signed by all the LBC presenters. I think that's a prize anyone would want. Sasha, you're still there, aren't you? You had a guess, but you said Edwina Curry, and that was wrong.
I know.
And you said you could eat a council estate.
I would, yeah.
Right, that's quite interesting. In a mental sort of way. So you're in a car park, are you?
No.
Oh, it says here Sasha's in a car park.
That was last time. I was at Tesco's car park.
Where are you now?
I'm in Starbucks.
You're in Starbucks?
I am.
Brilliant. Which branch?
In Bluewater.
You're in Starbucks in Bluewater.
I am.
Right, are you in the queue or you've got a coffee already?
No, I'm in the queue.
Are you? How far from the front are you?
I'm right at the front.
Right. When they ask you what you want, have they asked you, have you ordered yet?
No.
Are you about to order?
No.
Can you just hold the... stay on the line. I want to hear you order. But what I want you to do is ask for something really complicated. And see what they do, okay? So I want you to ask for a triple soil latte. with a blue top, but hold the electronics.
I don't even speak English yet.
That's all right. It's fine. So could you ask for that for us?
No, go on. You take my challenge.
What was your challenge?
I want you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a ghost challenge. Right?
A ghost challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. To go down to Chislehurst Cave on Halloween.
Well,
that will spook you.
I don't mind doing that.
All right.
You'll have to wait. But the thing is, my challenge to you is going to come quicker than Halloween, isn't it? Because you're in the queue at the moment, and I've got to wait to Halloween.
Yeah.
So if you do your challenge now to the Starbucks, I will do that on Halloween, I promise.
Okay.
So,
right. What's your order? What did you want me to ask them?
Just shout this now. Shout, I'd like a triple soil latte. Shout that.
Can I have a triple soiled latte?
Yeah. With a topping of blue.
With a topping of blue.
But hold the electronics.
But hold the electronics.
Yeah, now shout it at them as loud as you can. Shout it as loud as you can in Starbucks.
I did.
No, shout it louder.
I did.
Shout it louder.
They've walked away from me.
They've walked away from you?
Yeah.
Oh. In that case, the things on the desk there, like cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
Pick up a packet of cookies in your hand now.
Oh, no, they haven't got any of that here.
What have they got on the side?
CDs.
Well, pick up a CD.
Yeah.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Throw it on the floor.
No.
Go on, just throw it. Go on, drop it. Go on, it'll make a good noise. Go on, quick. We've got 5 seconds. Quick.
No.
Go.
Nope.
Go on. Go on, Sasha.
There you go. It's done.
Thanks very much. News is next.
If you've never invested in property, if you'd
like... You will notice that was a break of adverts. I can't... not news. Anyway, news is, of course, coming up at 6 o'clock. Who are we talking to now? Gloria, are we? Gloria. Hello, Gloria. Gloria.
No, hi, sorry, I had you on speakerphone.
No, Gloria. Okay, hello, Gloria.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Hello. I do believe in ghosts because I was brought up in a haunted house.
Will you tell me more?
And no, I don't want to tell you about that because it wasn't a very nice ghost. It was horrible. It wasn't a nice atmosphere in the house and it used to play horrible jokes and tricks.
Was that you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I want to tell you what I think is quite a funny story.
Well, okay, be quick though. Because the news is coming.
Okay, 6 years ago, my husband and I bought the house, 1926, but obviously lots of history.
Yes.
The first Saturday night that we were in the house.
Yes.
Well, he was away on business, so I was by myself in the house. I went to bed, okay, turned out the lights,
yep.
And all of a sudden I heard a frantic scratching noise.
Yep.
So I'm thinking to myself, right, this is obviously a ghost.
Oh, well, was that your first thought, though?
That was my first thought.
Oh, it's obviously a ghost, not a rat or a bat.
My first thought was a ghost, because I was brought up with ghosts,
okay?
So I'm laying there and I'm thinking, right, I'm going to need to talk to this. And as I'm laying there, the scratching is getting more and more and more frantic, and louder, and more spooky. So I said in a very loud voice, if you're a nice ghost, I'm very sorry I've moved into your home, but I promise I'll look after it.
Right.
If you're a horrible ghost, then get out of my life.
Fair enough, that's straight to the point, I like it, yep.
Scratching got worse and worse and worse. I was getting more and more nervous.
Yes.
I thought, blow this, be brave, turn on the light and find the source of the scratching.
Yep.
Turned on the light, went all around the bedroom, finally got to the wardrobe, opened the wardrobe drawer.
Yep.
The cat had got stuck.
Ah, you see.
But it was very scary at the time.
See. Yeah. Terry, you're in Bishop Stortford.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you well?
Yeah, can't complain. Stuck on the M25.
Ah, you see. Richard's travels coming true.
It is. Well, actually, I was surprised because the M25 signs were saying it was stuck between Junction 3 and the Dartford Tunnel, and it was fine until you get to the Dartford Tunnel. Now I'm stuck trying to get through it.
Voyager, just put your reverse lights on. Watch everyone move out of the way. That's my advice.
Good idea. I think I know who your mystery voice is.
Oh, excellent. Let's just have a quick listen to it then.
Hello, I'm Dawn French. Yes!
Who is it, Terry?
I'm absolutely certain now I've heard it again. I think it's John Prescott at the point he realised the mirror was taking a picture of him with his diary secretary.
Ah, you were really close. Because they're a similar size.
Of course.
Ah. No, Terry, I'm afraid you're wrong. We're going to have to go. This is Monica in Catford. Hello, Monica.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Just want to know who the... I'm just kind of guessing the voiceover as well.
We're going to play one more time.
Hello, I'm Dawn French.
Who,
yes.
Who do you think this is the last guest now, probably of the programme. Who do you think it is?
Oh, could it be Dawn French?
Oh, I don't know. Quick, let's go to Danny. Hello, Danny. Who do you think it is?
Dawn French, recording of Dawn French.
That's right, it's a recording of Dawn French. Absolutely correct. It's not Dawn French, it's a recording of Dawn French. Danny,
yep.
You've won a council estate. What are you going to do with it?
Donate it to another council estate.
Good work, they need all the help they can get. But I have to tell you that several burnt-out cars are yours. You've won some old fridges in gardens, some mattresses, and some feral chavs who go through their own bins. Congratulations, Danny.
You always need some of them.
This is LBC 97.3. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. 6 o'clock, news is next. That is the number, 0870-9090-973, for the last half hour of the show, till 6.30. If you call, you will get on air. We will put you direct to air with no vetting procedure at all. So I think we're going to take our first call now, so it doesn't quite matter how weird you are. Hello, hello.
Hello, it's Yasser here.
Hello.
From the Des Stratford.
Of course.
That, as Ian says, I'm one of Ian's regular callers.
I know.
I was just wondering, has your mystery voice answer gone?
Yeah, I'm afraid it has.
Oh.
What was your guess?
Was it a recording of Dawn French?
That's exactly what it was.
I thought, I'm not going to get fooled again, because yesterday I said dog, and it was a recording of a dog, and I was so angry, I thought, it can't be a real dog in the studio, there has to be a recording.
You see, it was a recording of a dog. You see, you
how stupid I was.
I know, you fool! let's have another listen to it.
Hello, I'm Dawn French, yes!
See, it's a recording of Dawn French. It's not Dawn French. She's not here. For a start, she wouldn't fit in the studio. She's not here.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't. You're right, I wouldn't. Because she'd smash me to death with her boobs. That's why.
Oh, that's why I called in, because I thought somebody might have not got it, and
yeah.
Someone got it.
You were close, though. Do you know what the prize was today?
No. I only hear the voice.
It was a council estate.
Where?
That's the prize today.
Where was the council estate?
It's the one opposite LBC Studios.
All right.
And you would have won it, but you didn't, I'm fine. Sorry.
A bit late, but I still knew it.
Okay, never mind.
Right, then, bye.
That's a cool bike.
Bye.
Next, please. Next, please. Hello. Hello, please. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
I'm Gary King, and I know who the mystery rooster is.
Right, who is it?
And nobody should know, and nobody should worry. He's there to help you and look after you. The only person to worry is Yasser.
You sound tired.
Aye.
Yeah. Okay. I like this bit of the show because it's where the real mad people ring up. Next, please. Hello. 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 No, they've gone. That's good, isn't it? They're ringing for ages. Hanging on. As soon as you put them through, put the phone down. Next, please. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi. What?
I'd...
What?
I'd like to call in...
Yes?
To,
Yep.
Make a complaint.
Would you?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
What?
Mom.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I did call and then... Someone said I wasn't interesting, and you didn't even give me a chance to say anything.
I'll just write this complaint down. So you phoned up, is that right?
Yeah.
And somebody on the radio, this was, yeah?
Yeah.
Was this on LBC?
I don't know.
You don't know what you're listening to?
Yeah, I do know what I'm listening to, but I don't know who it was.
Oh, okay. But it was on the radio. How long ago was it? What time?
I don't know if I was on the radio.
What time was this?
Around 6.
Around 6, okay. And you were talking to someone on the radio, and they said you weren't very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just writing this down. So, not very... I'm just getting details. Not very interesting at 6 o'clock. Yeah, okay, I've got that. Anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to say...
Actually, to be honest...
Yeah?
You're not very interesting. Next caller, please.
I don't know who you are, but you can sing with me. Hey, little hen, when will you lay me a neck for my tea?
Yeah. Good. I know that song's from Harry Hill. And do you know how I know that? Brian? No, can't say names. Hello?
From Harry Hill.
What?
How I know that? Brian?
Hello? What? That, turn the radio off, or down, or over.
Chuck Ice.
Good.
Chuck Ice.
Yes.
Chuck Ice.
Yes.
Chuck Ice.
You're right.
Chuck Ice.
Do you know where the song came from?
Chuck Ice.
Do you know
Chuck Ice. From the egg, Chuck Ice.
You see, they ring off themselves. It's like they get fed up before we do. It's quite odd. I could have listened to a mental man going Chuck Ice all night. You next, please. Hello. It's good. It's good.
The little ditty is singing in the city, especially when he's been on the gin or the beer. If you've got the patience, your own imagination will tell you just exactly what you want.
Is this from My Fair Lady?
Papa, papa, that's how it goes. Papa, papa, everyone knows. They all suppose what they want to suppose when they hear papa.
Good. Next, please.
We're all living on a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. Cause we're all living on a yellow submarine.
How are you putting through?
Bye.
I mean, honestly, the level of some of these people. Hello. Hello. Yes. Good. That was some sort of robot. Interesting. Hello.
Yeah, it's the mystery voice. Is it Mingus Ken?
No. Next, please. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can I just say something to London?
No. Oh, it depends what it is. What is it?
Okay, well, me and my friends are doing a movie. And,
doing what?
A movie.
You're doing a movie?
Yeah, we're kind of making a movie for fun, because we're kind of a bit
okay.
mad.
What's, yeah? What's the plot?
It's, okay, you know Star Wars?
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Okay, so then,
she's got,
we're making
got,
a parody
got me soft, doesn't she?
What?
Nothing.
Okay, fine.
Yep.
We're making a movie called Supermarket Wars.
Okay, I like it.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I don't like it. My mistake.
Okay, so what seems to be the problem?
Thank you, Richard.
Are you there?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that more travel or less travel? I couldn't quite time that right.
That was more. I know I'm going to get in trouble for being too long on my bulletins, I think. Cause,
what? Really?
Where we have a one-minute slot, you see, and I think I've been going over that every time today.
This is my show today.
Oh, right, okay.
You can take as long as you like, Richard.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You could do 5 minutes of travel for me.
Now you say that on the last one.
Well, it's a bit late now, isn't it? If only you'd said this at the beginning, that
well,
would be fine.
You know, I'd have done about 3 or 4 minutes a time. Crikey.
Well, let's do that. Are you here on Monday?
No.
Oh, who have I got on Monday?
Probably Alan Joyce or one of the ladies.
Good. Will they be as good as you?
Better.
Will they answer my questions?
Yes.
Good. I've got one final one for you for today.
Go on there, go on. See if I can get this
it's
one
a,
right.
It's a train station related question.
Okay.
Upper Crust or the Cornish Pasty Company?
Oh, Cornish Pasty every time. Although, yeah. Upper Crust make exceedingly good sandwiches.
Yeah, I like the way he's very, very diplomatic.
I mean. Diplomatic, yeah.
Well, how about you get an Upper Crust baguette, stuff a Cornish pasty inside?
Sounds good to me.
There you go.
Steak and ale. Ooh. Gorgeous.
I think we'll leave it there.
Okay.
You play the... very quickly, LBC tomorrow looks like this. Paul Ross, the netto to Jonathan's Waitrose, is on from 7. Then Jenny Eclair will have the final of Pig Idol, where, as you'll know, if you're a regular listener, she's been trying to find the best pig. Wendy Lloyd's guest at 12 will be Jamie Oliver. And after saving school children from school dinners a while back, he's got a brand new Channel 4 show where he's trying to save the planet from climate change with a Krusty Herb Crab parcel. Then in LBC Soccer Saturday, John Cushing and Kenny Sampson will be seeing how long they can stay alive while being exposed to unsealed weapons-grade uranium, plus all the football results live in the studio tomorrow. That's on LBC 97.3. Back to the phones now. 0870 90 90 973 is the number. You will get straight through on air. Who have we got next? Hello.
Hey, little hen. When
it's the hen song
when
again, isn't it?
You lay me an egg for my tea. Hey, little hen.
You sound...
When, la, 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 la.
I like the remembering of the words especially there. That was good. It's not difficult to remember, is it? Idiot. Next. Hello.
Hello there. Can I just sort of correct your traffic man about the M11 situation?
Off you go.
It's, well, basically, it's the southbound M11.
Yes.
Just as between Junction 7, literally just to the slip road, where there's been a three-car pile-up.
Right. Obviously, he was one of them. Next. Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Yeah, I want to make a comment about the BNP leader.
What?
The BNP.
Do you?
BNP.
Nice. Yep, go away. Next, please. Hello.
Are you Sarah Connor?
I am, yes.
Then I must kill you.
Yeah, you must do that, yes.
Where do you live?
I want your clothes, your boots and your motorcycle.
That would be handy, but I need to know where you live so I can kill you.
I live in the council estate that got given away as a prize.
Oh, damn, I did not win the competition.
No, you did not. I want your clothes, your boots and your motorcycle. Everyone listening to this go, what the hell are they doing?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That was from Terminator 2. I think that was actually a Terminator who rang me. Next, please. Hello.
Oh, hello. Is that LBC?
Is this LBC?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. I'm just going to say there's been a very bad accident on the M11 southbound.
Yes, we've just had a call about that. So we already know that. We have passed that on to Richard and his travel. Next, please.
We've just had a call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is that LBC?
Could you turn that down, your radio down a bit, please?
Yeah, sorry, yeah. The guy that rang before that said he wanted to make a comment about the BNP.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Yeah, well, you just hung up on him.
No, I didn't. He put the phone down.
You said goodbye.
Yeah, but because he put the... Goodbye to you. He put the phone... See, now you've... Don't blame me for this. If the phone gets... If you're phoning up on mobiles in a dodgy, what am I supposed to do? I'm just putting the calls through. Hello, next, please.
Oh, chicken, laying its legs for me.
It's the hen mentler again.
Chicken, I want one for my dear.
Can you remember all the words this time?
Chicken.
With your chicken song.
Laying its legs for me.
I like to imagine she's dressed as a chicken. Next, please. Hello?
Hello, it's me again.
You put the phone down. I bet you're going to put the phone down. You've put it down again. What sort of man? Next, please. Hello? Hello? It's good. Oh. Now, that's good. That's good. Do we know what that is? Helen and Johnny are staring at me. That's the theme tune to...
The No Show!
Which I'm in on Radio 4. It starts in about 5 minutes. But I'm not in it because I'm here doing this instead this week. There you go. But thanks for that theme tune of the Now Show. But don't, you know. Next, I think, please. That was very funny. Next.
Oh, yes, this is Ian's greatest fan, and I want him back. You've got to get off. You're just no good.
Is your name Simon?
No, I'm the fan with no name.
Oh, I know who you are.
Who am I?
You're the fan with no name. I've heard you before.
Well done. You've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
All right, well, bring him back.
Oh, he will be back if he's allowed back out of America, which apparently is being held.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, all right, then.
Is that right?
Yeah, good luck to you, son.
Oh, good luck to you as well, sir.
Cheers, mate.
Okay. So he started off giving me abuse, ended the call on a nice note, all within the space of about 12 seconds. Next caller, please. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, actually. How are you?
I'm absolutely fabulous.
Are you absolutely fabulous?
I'm absolutely fabulous.
Why? Have you had some good news today?
No, it's just the sun shining.
It is.
A long weekend and, yeah.
For some of us it is.
Life's good.
I'm doing this again on Monday.
Well, that's good. That's good for us.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
It's good for me. I'm quite enjoying this. If I'm
honest.
You've
got to earn a crust, haven't you?
You've got to earn a crust.
Yes.
And they do pay me with a crust, an actual crust. That's all I get. But I'm enjoying this so much because I have to say, everyone, with the exception of about two people, have been very nice to me, sitting in this seat that I have been.
Well, that's good.
Isn't that good? What a nice bunch you all are.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you phoned up for a reason or just to tell us
that? No, just sort of say hello and to hope everybody has a really fabulous weekend.
Oh, what a nice person you are.
I'm very nice. Yeah. I'm drunk as well, so...
Are you? That would explain it. So when you're sober, you're a git.
No, not yeah. quite.
Your mobile's ringing.
I know, I just turned it off.
Oh, I was going to say, get it. Who was it? Do you know?
It was my lover.
Your lover?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wanton.
Your wanton lover? Oh, I see. Oh. Would you like to share any details?
No, not particularly.
Well, if you don't, I'll just make them up anyway.
Go on, then. It's a bit more exciting.
Okay. You really want? No, I can't do that. Helen's going, don't do that, don't do that. So I won't. But I'm sure everyone listening is now imagining a picture of you drunk with your wanton. Look, stop flirting, I've just been told. I've got to stop flirting with you.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll call you after the show.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, next caller, please. Hello. Right. Is that it? No, no. Well, next caller then. That one's worth having, I thought. I'm sure we agree. Hello?
This is the slightly above average man. Don't worry, kid. I'll save you from John Holmes.
He's going... No idea how, though. No idea how. He's not going to do it by just putting the phone down, is he? If I'm honest. Next, please. Next caller. Hello?
I am the mystery rooster.
Good.
And I've just got a message from Mr. Ian Lee.
He's not here. But I'll pass it on.
No, a message from him.
Oh, from him?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He arrived safely.
Yep.
He's doing a good show.
That's nice.
And he wants me to tell Yasser I'm after you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for that. Good. I'm glad Ian took time out of his holiday to bother phoning up. I'm sure that he really did that. Next, please.
Oh, it's the Fabrodynamic again.
Hello, I can.
That girl that was on earlier.
Yes.
Can you get me her number, please?
Yes, I can. Yes. Have you got a pen?
Yes.
It's 0870.
Oh, yes.
90.
Oh, yes.
90.
Are you taking the mickey out of my voice?
I would never do that.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
I'm not doing it.
Oh, well, have a nice
weekend. And you have a nice... Next caller, please. Hello?
Oh. Hello there.
Hello there.
The rooster forgot to tell you.
Come on, rooster.
He's out and about the weekend. So all old people walking across Oxford Street have no fear. He's there to help you cross the road. The rooster is our new superhero.
Good. We've got 20. Go away. Go away. 20 seconds. One more. Come on. Hello. 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 Wasting your time. It's your own time you're wasting. That's it. We've got 5 seconds left. That's the end of it. I was John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. I'm back on Monday at the same time, 3 till 6:30.
The best things come in